Gavin Campbell, who we have here in the studio. It just still just holds up so well. 27 years old, you say?
I actually agree. It does. It sounds really
good. Hasn't dated at all.
Can I acknowledge my two co-producers for Treaty, though, before we go on? Paul Main, my fellow DJ from Razor Days, and Robert Goodge, who's the main guy with I'm Talking and Essendon Airport, and works with Stephen Cummings. The three of us did it together, and... it was just magic working with them always.
All right. Well, you've got to tell us the background story to why you produced this that mix that became so world famous.
Okay. And what I can do is, of course, so in the beginning of my career, which was in the early 80s, by the time the mid 80s came along, dance music was massive overseas. Half the charts, the pop charts, were dance songs. Mm. And in Australia, you know, as a DJ in the underground scene, I was playing all this kind of stuff, but it wasn't being released here, but it was really working on my dance floors. So I thought, I'm going to have a record label and license them for compilations, just like they, you know, that's what was happening. It's a trend. And record companies all thought, oh, Gavin Campbell, his club Razor's really cool. He knows what he's doing. Let's jump on this and get a dance label. So I ended up being wooed by Michael Gudinski.
Yep.
Maybe because he bullshitted me the most.
and Michael, if people don't know, Mushroom Records.
Yes, sorry, Mushroom Records. Yes. And that happened to be the label that Yothu Yindi were on.
Uh-huh.
And they'd made two albums which were, you know, they didn't really chart. They were just out there as another Indigenous band. So... Gudinski and his team didn't really understand what I was doing. They'd put a lot of money in. They thought it was just going to go bang. But it needed to be developed because it was about a decade too early for dance music labels.
You were a pioneer in Australia.
Well, there was no radio, no real retail support. You know how retail supported songs?
Yep.
That's how you know all about it. You were at BMG at the time, David. So anyway, I'm probably waffling on a bit.
No, you're not, because it's important to paint this story.
Okay, and so there I am. Gudinski saying, you're not getting any money this week for that. And so I said, look, I've just discovered you've got this band, Yothu Yindi, and I actually listened to the catalogue and identified Treaty with the manake, which is the word for traditional song that was inside Treaty, as something amazing, and I just begged for 6 months to be able to record, to do a remix that would work really well and help my label be self-sufficient.
And they kept on saying no.
They said, no, Gavin, go away. We've spent enough money on you. We've spent enough money on Yothu Yindi. We've spent enough money. And so, I, you know what I did? I had allies in the building. Can I name them?
Yes,
name
please
and,
do.
Well, you can now because...
She's overseas.
Janine Kerr,
yes,
who was in the business department,
yep,
whose great mate Simon Young was the head of all the lawyers in the business department. So we told him that we just wanted to get the tapes and proof to everybody.
So you stole them?
We stole them.
In a nutshell.
We stole them.
And you did these remixes that no one wanted you to do.
Nobody wanted me to do. Yep. Nobody wanted me to do. And you know... I was just thinking about, I know a lot more now about the Indigenous Australian culture and this and that and protocols and permissions and, oh, my God, we didn't follow anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So Yindi didn't even know you were doing it.
Nobody knew. So it was a secret.
So what happened once you actually did this remix? What did you do then?
You're going to have a laugh at this. We shat ourselves and we didn't play it to one person.
Yeah.
Except my mother, for 3 whole months.
Yeah.
Because we realised what we'd done and it didn't really hit us. We were so excited and so driven by the idea that once we'd done it and finished it, we were like, Robert said, holy shit, we're going to be in trouble.
Go to jail for this.
Yeah. So what I did was I timed it. There was a big Christmas party coming up. This is 1990. Christmas party for Mushroom and Festival.
Yep.
Gudinski flew everyone in from Australia because he'd bought two mansions in Toorak, knocked them down and built this huge thing. And he wanted to show it. It was a big housewarming.
Yeah.
And I thought, bingo. So I got a cassette, you know, it was one of those porcelain, like a full-on metal thing, like...
Oh, the metal ones.
The best one you could get.
Yeah.
And I put Treaty on twice, the long mix. We didn't have an edit because it was a dance thing for us.
Yep.
And we went to the party, Kate Seeley and I, and what we did was I just realised that Molly Meldrum was quite inebriated and arguing with Michael that night.
Oh, they always are.
Yeah. It's normal, wasn't it?
Arguing over music. And there was this music system that spat the music to every corner of the complex. It was a wall of amps and a cassette player in the middle. I whispered in Molly's ear and I told him exactly what I had in my hand. No one had heard it, blah, blah. And he was just the maverick that he is. He went straight up, took off Gadinsky's cassette, put it on, turned it up. Uh-huh. And by the time the second pass of the song finished, there was all these people had just slowly walked into that room and gathered and picking their jaws up off the floor, and I was too, because I couldn't believe the response.
So
I'm getting goosebumps with like telling this story, because
that's exactly how it occurred.
Yeah, and you're like, it's so exciting. You're like, it's great what you did, but the way you did it makes it the story even more exciting, and the fact that it's you know, like you're now touring with this band,
and all is forgiven, because we argued not about the theft, which was a welcome theft. As soon as everyone heard it, it was bang, let's go. Yeah. And you know, it came out and it was actually on export, MDS export, for a year before it was signed, because they were holding out for some amazing deal, which they got.
Yeah.
From a naive new player in America called Hollywood Records, which was a Disney creation, a construct. Suddenly they wanted a major and the industry was laughing at them. But they signed Queen, they signed Yossi Indy and some novelty type things.
Yeah.
Queen were a novelty back at that point, you know, considered that, you know. Mm. So they were doing Flash, and all that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm really digressing though, aren't I?
No, the story's... Well, Justin's hearing all this, you know, being American, he's hearing all of this for the first time. Yeah,
everything you're saying is great. I'm loving it.
So anyway, I've actually lost my spot.
Well, now you're touring, so you're actually touring with this band.
And now what happened was, a few years ago, 2014, I thought, let's resurrect the Razor label in time for the 25th anniversary of Treaty. Mm. There's no Treaty. There's a younger generation. There's music festivals. Techno was massive. Mm. Tech house and all this kind of harder stuff. So, you know, I still know a few people in Melbourne. So I approached the right people, namely Tom Evans and Jacob Malmo, who are really hot DJs in Melbourne, and they have an act called The Journey. So they remixed it, and their mix just went bang, and everybody was playing it at festivals. And Elliot from Strawberry Fields called me and said, gee, Gavin, we would love a live Treaty moment, because our crowd loves remixes.
Yeah.
So I approached the band and said, let's remix some stuff and do a little set. Then we realised we needed 7 or 8 people on stage. I'm getting the wind up.
No, you're not.
I lie. They didn't wind me up. They just looked at each other and
We're looking at each other because you've now stopped your train of thought. We are going to go to some important messages. We'll be back in a moment. We're talking to the legendary the thief,
Gather Chatterbox
Campbell.
Thief.
That's why you're here.
Who has got such a great story. We're only quarter way through. You're on Joy 94.9.
I spy with my Vista Eye something beginning with L. LASIK.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rick Wolfe. LASIK is the most popular form of vision correction, with over 31 million cases performed worldwide. 90% of Vista Eye patients have LASIK, used to treat short-sightedness, long-sightedness and astigmatism. And with our advanced technology, LASIK can now take less than 15 minutes as an in-house procedure.
I spy with my Vista Eye, your free appointment. Phone 1800 5050 49.
Joy sponsor.
So we are here with the wonderful Gavin Campbell, who's treating us with a lot of stories from his past and also present now, because you are touring with Yothu Yindi.
Yeah.
And let us know how this has all come about.
Yeah, so tell us, what's it like being on the road? Because you're a very well-known DJ and you do a lot of work, but what's it like actually being on stage with a band? What do you do as...
Okay, well, it's really interesting, because just to finish that last train of thought, Elliot said, put a moment together, we said we're going to need 7, 8 people. He said, okay, let's make it, do an hour-long set and headline the Saturday night. And so that's when we basically started to remix and take it very seriously. And so now here we are on stage. It's taken off. A lot of people want the show, because it's an electronic version of a classic rock band, really, with the indigenous flavour. So there's 3 things happening on stage. There's the traditional, which is handled by the Yolngu members of the band, and they have Yadaki, which is the didgeridoo, Bilma, which is a clapstick, and their voice. And they, that's embedded throughout the show in songs or in between songs. And then there's the musicians in the band, a bass, a guitar, a keyboard, and a drum. The drums we didn't have straight away because it was all in My Thing, which is the third element. But now we have a drummer so that we can actually break the songs apart and have the manake in the middle of the songs, because it's, they change, they vary depending on the mood of who is performing it and stuff. And so then there's me at the back, not DJing per se, but I have a sampler. I have now I'm using Ableton Live, so the whole session has the songs in it, and I just push play. And I have a range of percussion because there's not a lot for me to do because we've remixed. It's the musicians' work and the indigenous members of the band. I push play, play some trigger some loops and samples, but I play the cowbell and, the shakaray. Yeah, I love a
and,
cowbell.
And are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying
it? I love it. I bash that cowbell like this, and now I've got a microphone.
Yeah.
Now that I've learned how to do these percussion things properly, they mic me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. And so, you know, like to top it off, you're playing Hamer Hall here in Melbourne. Your partner in crime, Erin Jameson, you know, she told me, I was shocked that, you know, like Yoth Indy with Gavin Campbell are playing Hamer Hall.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, we have a new name now. It's called Yoth Indy and the Treaty Project, so that we don't, there's an awful lot of people that have been in Yoth Indy over the years.
Yep.
And so as to not, what's the word, offend them and just, you know, ride roughshod over them, we've formed Yoth Indy and the Treaty Project, which has three founding members and three kids of founding members, including Dapambal Yunupingu, who is the Dr. M's daughter, the singer who passed away, and Yunamal, who's quite famous in his own right and incredible. He's Witiana's son, who's our elder, and Roy Calloway on guitar, who's the son of the founding member of the band, the actual guy that pulled Mundaway into the band, Stu Calloway. So, did I answer your question?
Yeah. Like Hamer Hall, and you're doing it on Saturday, the 4th of May, which is next Saturday.
It's this Saturday coming. What's today? Sunday. Yes, yeah, 6 days away.
This Saturday. Yeah, and not this.
So what happened was, I knew that the Arts Centre were interested in this show, and so,
well, it's part of that festival, isn't it? The Indigenous Festival.
And somebody said to me, you should go and talk to Jacob from Yunnamboy.
Yep.
So I contacted him, and he was very keen, and he and David from the Arts Centre had lunch and thought, Yunnamboy Arts Centre, let's do this. It'll be good. Mm. Jacob's since left, and Caroline Martin's in his position now, and she kept the show. She likes the idea. So that's how that came about, and it's an extraordinary opportunity for us. We've got several guest artists joining us with high profiles to make it a big proper worth the ticket price.
It's not a festival little set anymore. It's a full concert.
This is quite special, and we're hard at work with visuals for behind the band and things like that. But we've got Shane Howard, who comes on stage and does solid rock with us, and a couple of other tunes. Emma Donovan and Deline Briscoe and Yedamal.
Right. Now, to celebrate this as well, you've pulled one of the other songs from one of the early albums. What's the track called?
Well, it's called Mabo. It's a tribute to the land rights activist Eddie Mabo.
Yeah.
It's from the 1993, which is, of course, two or three years after the album with Treaty on it from Yoth Indy. It's called Freedom, and it's just an album cut. And it was made, obviously, because that year was when the Mabo decision was handed down by the High Court.
Yep.
And so, you know what? Stu Calloway was the main writer of the song, and when we were choosing Yoth Indy songs to remix, he said, have you heard Mabo? And I said, no. Heard it, and it just had an anthemic quality to it, and so we've turned it into a funky jam.
Right.
And the weird thing is that, as I said, it's kind of obscure to the main, to the bulk of the audiences, but it's probably, apart from Treaty, the most successful song in our show.
Right.
Everyone rocks to it. It plays itself. Yeah. We love performing it. So it was, we decided to record it and put it out in time for Yunnamboy.
And it's released now?
It came out on Friday.
You can buy it now?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, let's have a listen to it. What's it called again?
It's called Mabo.
Okay. You're on Joy 94.9. my God.
That is Marbo.
Congratulations,
thank
Gavin.
You, David.
That is brilliant.
We're just so happy with it.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, thanks. We're really happy. The vocals achieved such a stunning sound result because we had Susie Ahern in the studio with us, who does a little bit of vocal coaching.
And she has been on The Voice or something like that as a coach or something, hasn't she, or one of those shows.
Susie's one of Australia's greatest voice coaches and vocalists and a coaching mentor.
Yep.
And so we've got her working with two or three members of our band now.
Yeah.
Young Yolnu members who really only have just started to leave Arnhem Land to come and perform with us.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they're good singers, but everybody can do with more work.
Absolutely. But that you told us to put the headphones on right at the end of the song because the vocals and the harmonies that are happening are just wonderful.
Yeah, I thought it was good to have a listen because and then it breathes a bit and you can hear the electro kind of funky vibe underneath
the didgeridoo and the
It's actually, I'm not that I'm trying to be a smartass, Jono, but we call it a yodaki because the Yolnu people from Arnhem Land invented that instrument, you know, the termites eating out branches, and then they chisel out the last bit and make an instrument, and it was adopted around the rest of the country, and I should check this, but I've been told by Yolnu people that the word didgeridoo came from Rolf Harris.
It's not an Aboriginal word. It's a Rolf Harris word.
It's a construct. It's a white construct.
Yeah.
So what's it called?
We've learned something.
Yodaki.
Yodaki.
That's the name of the instrument. So I get pedantic and pull people up and say, it's actually
I've learned something
yodaki.
New. I will use that word now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Fantastic.
So that's out. That's released, and
it came out on Friday. You can stream it on Spotify now, Apple Play, and it's available on iTunes. Track Source, and we're just waiting for it to go up on Beatport.
Right.
Because what's good about Beatport and Track Source being DJ retail platforms is you can buy WAVs and AIFF files from them and sound better.
Right. So, Gavin, is there much more touring to go? I know that you also went over to New Zealand.
We went to New Zealand for Waitangi Day, which was fabulous. We do have a show on Reconciliation Day Eve in Canberra with Briggs because Canberra has a public holiday for Reconciliation Day on Monday the 25th or 26th of May, and so I actually saw that they were doing that and I thought, oh wow, contacted them, and it turns out they love the idea, so here we are, and then we're doing the World Indigenous Housing Conference, which is just for delegates of the conference on the Gold Coast. It's 3 days after that. So, you know, there's other shows too. We've got the band, Yothu Indie Band, back as well for certain types of gigs, because sometimes when it's the top end, or say we did Kalgoorlie last NAIDOC, it might be better for the band, the rock band, to play those audiences and stuff. Yeah. So, but for, you know, festivals and art centre, you know, we do this big electronic modern thing.
And what about you as a DJ? Are you still DJing?
Nobody wants me anymore, David.
Oh, come on.
I'm joking, of course. No, it's hard. I don't go out. I don't network. I know people, but look, I've started to do some work at the ESPY.
You were there on Pride March, weren't you?
Yes, I did Pride March at ESPY, and that was great fun, yeah. and I do what's that other gig? Oh, Arlen's going to get me doing some work at The Saint.
Oh, very good.
And I do Trough, you know, the underground men-only
Club 80.
Queer thing.
Yes.
Raw techno and fabulous.
Good on you.
I do that.
Good. well, Gavin Campbell, absolutely delightful to have you in the studio today. And congratulations on this new track called, what's it called again?
It's called Marbo.
And you're performing at the Arts Centre on Saturday night.
Saturday the 4th of May. Tickets at Ticketmaster and the Arts Centre website. And
Hamer Hall.
It's at Hamer Hall for Yirrumboy First Nations Festival, which has got so much great stuff on.
Yep. Brilliant.
Amazing.
Yep.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you so much for asking me, and it's been great. I love it here.
Thank you. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.